The tiny kingdom of Bhutan in Asia has a reputation as a happy place, very chill. You've probably heard of its gross national happiness index. It's been written into the country's constitution as a guiding principle of government, deeply rooted in Buddhism. But there's also another Bhutan, the one that's grappling with a mental health crisis, including a rising number of suicides. Emily Johnson traveled to the capital, Thimphu, to look at how they're dealing with the problem.
Jeremy Choing sits at a cafe on a mild day in January. He's got dark glasses, tattoos covering his forearms, long hair, and a goatee. Today's a good day. He's about to pick up the first copies of his new book.
Book of poetry called Ballad of a Minor Man in a Major Chord.
As a young man in the mid-90s, the sleepy pace of life in the isolated kingdom made him restless. He started getting into prescription drugs. And then he got obsessed with death, reading texts like the Tibetan Book of the Dead.
More or less, I think there was kind of a morbid fascination with death and dying.
Suicide violates the first precept of Buddhism, do not kill, but it didn't register with him at the time.
I didn't really have a reason per se, you know, that this is, I didn't plan it. You know, I did not sit down and think, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I want to end my life, because none of it makes any sense and there's no meaning to, you know, any of it. So I think mine was kind of a very pathetic, ignorant state of abject hopelessness.
One day, when he was 26, he pulled the rope belt off his traditional robe and tried to hang himself.
Thankfully, I had a girlfriend at the time who happened to knock on the door and heard no answer and panicked and you know, and people crashed in through and, yeah, they saved my life. So I owe them a big debt of gratitude.
Choing didn't know it, but his brush with death happened at a pivotal moment for Bhutan. It was 1999, the year two significant things happened here. One was the legalization of television and the internet. That's right, Bhutan didn't have TV or the web until the last years of the 20th century. It's hard to overstate the impact of this sudden incursion of globalization into people's homes.
Even in those far-flung villages now, they have television access. You can imagine, the social media now is everywhere. And so things have changed so much, especially in the last, I would say, 10 years. Just too fast, I suppose.
The other event, the arrival of Bhutan's first psychiatrist, Dr. Chenjo Dorji. He went to Sri Lanka to study psychiatry, inspired by his brother, a Buddhist monk who suffers from schizophrenia. When Dr. Chenjo came home, he pushed for the creation of Bhutan's first psychiatric ward in Thimphu and began training doctors around the country in basic mental health assessment and treatment.
We have been trying relentlessly to educate our people, to inform our people on mental disorders, and that there is treatment available now.
Two more psychiatrists have since joined him on the ward, but in a country of 800,000 people, it's nowhere near enough. Convincing people of the value of psychiatric care has also been a challenge. Most Bhutanese are more likely to complain of being afflicted by deities than depression and seek help from shamans. Dr. Chenjo says he wouldn't discourage that, but hopes people will see the merit of both options. So he's tried to find creative ways to get his message out.
Kusasangpo, and welcome to Mind Over Matter Bhutan. I am Nam Gizam, and with me in the studio today is Dr. Chenjo. Thank you for coming back to Mind Over Matter Bhutan.
I'm in the studio at Radio Valley, watching Dr. Chenjo do one of his frequent guest spots on Bhutan's new mental health talk show.
It's one strategy, but I'm asking you a question. You see the bear there, what do you want to do?
I will run, doctor, what will I do?
You'll run, okay.
I can't just, doctor, I've watched.
So that's called flight.
Yes, flight.
He and the host, Namgay Zam, have the banter thing down. Zam is a prominent journalist who broke a story about the results of Bhutan's first comprehensive suicide survey in 2014.
The statistics were quite shocking, and also it debunked a lot of myths.
Her research on the story and the back-to-back suicides of two people close to her family made her realize how great a need there was for public engagement around mental health. Guests on the show have included counselors as well as suicide survivors, including Jeremy Choing. The station broadcasts to the greater Thimphu area and online, which means the audience is mostly literate young people who speak English. But Zam wants to reach beyond them.
There's no vocabulary in Dzongkha like to really discuss mental health like we would. Like, you know, you can say you're experiencing depression and anxiety in English. Now, how do you translate this into Dzongkha? So if you translate this, you say sem yin ye, it's like you're mentally ill. Like, that's it. Like, there's no way to describe it further. So the people we need to reach are the ones who don't understand English. So yeah, it's going to happen soon. I think maybe in a year or so, then we will start catering to that audience as well and using social media platforms to get to them.
There are other signs of change. 147 newly certified mental health counselors have come on board since 2013, and a new program in social work is set to launch at the Royal University of Bhutan next year. It will be modeled on social work programs in other countries, but with a Bhutanese twist. It will be grounded in the philosophy of Buddhism. For The World, Emily Johnson, Thimphu, Bhutan.
Emily's reporting was made possible by a grant from the International Reporting Project.